a word for you from Daniel chapter 3, verse 5. That when you hear the sound of the horn, pipe, lyre, trigon, harp, bagpipe, and every kind of music, you are to fall down and worship the golden image that King Nebuchadnezzar has set up. Well, here we discover that music has a great influence. Yes, everybody, every single citizen of this vast empire, the greatest empire in the world in that era, everybody had to bow down before this God that was not a God. And Nebuchadnezzar should have known that. In fact, he did know that, but he conveniently forgot. He had said previously to Daniel, "Truly your God is God of gods." Nevertheless, here we find him setting up a God of Babylon and forcing people to have to bow down to it. Interesting to note, though, that there is music to assist. And when this music is played, the people are helped in their bending the knee to the God of this world. You see, music has a huge influence. What type of music are you listening to? Does it draw you closer to God? Or is it some music that causes you to bow down to something else? Perhaps bowing down to yourself and your will, your decisions, thinking you are great. Music has an enormous influence. You see, words enter in through the brain. You can think about it, but music goes straight through to the soul. And often, mostly, you can't even think. It affects you directly. It affects your emotions. And this type of emotion that was set in place by the music was one that caused the knee to bow. Even some Christian music, unfortunately, causes the knee to bow not before God, not before our Lord Jesus Christ, but the knee is bowed to something else, some foreign influence, some other spirit. What a pity that it has entered into the church as well. Is it music that is drawing you closer to the Lord, to bow to Him, to worship Him more, to love Him more? Or is it something that speaks to your heart, to your emotions, and draws you away from the Lord?